All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines here. While everyone was paying attention to the disaster that was unfolding in the Appalachians through Hurricane Helene, there was a lot of other things going on under the radar that probably didn't capture your attention, but they were very important, and I believe there's something of importance that we need to bring to your attention. And I'm talking about the vulnerability to our nation's infrastructure. There were several cyber attacks that took place all simultaneously, and we're going to talk about that today on this quick segment. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, again, what's going on, guys? It is Thursday, October 10th. This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. Hey, can you do me a favor before we get started? Can you smash that like button? Help us get this out on these platforms and get some eyes on this. We would greatly appreciate it. As I said at the introduction of this, while everything was unfolding up in the mountains of North Carolina and portions of other states that was hit by Hurricane Helene, all eyes went to this. There were some things that was taking place that was exposing vulnerabilities to our infrastructure, and I want to talk about that in this quick segment today. We want to get you up to date, on the latest regarding this. Okay, do y'all remember when, if you're a Verizon user, you'll definitely know what I'm talking about. There was over hundreds of thousands of Verizon users that were unable to use their telephones. This was earlier, last week. The entire system went down. People was not able to make calls, receive calls. It was completely like dead out of the water. It was the same scenario that AT&T experienced months ago. Prior to that, we had all these things going on. Now, I believe there's some information that's come forward, and I think it's shining light on what it really is going on. Now, remember, AT&T tried to mark this off as a software glitch. It was a glitch, a computer glitch, or whatever the case may be. But now I want to show you this article. Now, this was reported by multiple outlets. Chinese hackers access U.S. telecom firms, worrying national security officials. According to the report, highly skilled Chinese government-linked hackers in the latest attack or assault infiltrated multiple U.S. telecommunication firms in a likely search for sensitive information bearing on national security. Now, again, this was over a span of several months. Again, according to the report, spanned over several months where these groups infiltrated, quote, multiple U.S. telecommunication firms. In this report, U.S. investigators believe the hackers potentially accessed wiretap warrant requests, two of the sources said, but officials are still working to determine what information the hackers may have obtained. U.S. broadband and internet providers AT&T, Verizon, and Lumen were among the targets, according to the sources. U.S. officials are concerned about the potential national security damage done by the hacking, which they only recently discovered. That's terrifying in itself. They only recently discovered this. So this has been going on for months. Again, I would venture to say it was happening when that happened with AT&T, when they went down. Remember all the Social Security numbers that were taken recently? You couple that in with this. You have the phone lines that went down. And then remember all the banks? Certain bank institutions, you couldn't get your funds out. And this was happening overseas as well as here in America as well. This is being called the latest sophisticated hack targeting U.S. federal agencies that investigators have linked to China. And it comes amid tensions between Washington and Beijing over cyber espionage and over high stakes national security issues. Now, again, guys, just to let you know here, the fear here is that if these hackers take over this type of infrastructure of our U.S. telecommunication systems, the potential consequences of this could be catastrophic. Telecommunications are critical for military communications, coordination, and defense operations. A major hack could interfere with secure military channels, disrupt defense logistics, and compromise national security. Hackers could also intercept sensitive communications between government officials, corporations, and defense contractors, gaining access to classified information or strategies. And then if these hackers were to completely control telecom systems, they could coordinate simultaneous attacks, listen to this, on other critical systems like the power grid, financial networks, and even the water supply. And I'm going to give you, we're going to talk about a report that came that's very chilling regarding the nation's largest water supply. So we'll talk about that in just a second. Then you have the emergency systems. They could be compromised. This could disable or completely disrupt 911 emergency services, preventing people from contacting emergency responders and potentially putting lives at risk. Then you have the police, fire, and medical communications. All of these rely on these telecommunication networks. A major disruption could lead to confusion, delayed response during emergencies. And this includes natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, wildfires, and even terrorist attacks. And then we could see major catastrophic damage to our economic system, banking, healthcare, transportation. All these rely on telecommunications. A cyber attack of a large magnitude could halt online transactions, communication, and logistics, causing billions and economic losses. Even the stock market could be vulnerable. Financial markets are deeply concerned because a major attack could disrupt trading systems, could cause erratic market behavior, and erode investor confidence. And then, again, we touched on personal data and privacy as well. And then here's a chilling, according to reports, major hack could take down large portions of the internet and cellular networks. Hello, that's what we've been talking about, cutting people off from communication from one another. This could lead to chaos. And again, this could be catastrophic. Cyber attacks could disrupt or manipulate news outlets and social media platforms, spreading disinformation or creating confusion during a crisis. I'm pretty sure that we're probably going to see this come into play in the near future. All right, guys, then we had this. This one was probably the most chilling out of all these. America's largest water supply struck by cyber attack at the time of rising threats against U.S. infrastructure. American Water, the largest water utility in the U.S., revealed that it had been targeted in a cyber attack and had to shut down some systems, including billing.
Not pay your water bill. American water customers are dealing with the aftermath of a cyber attack on the company's IT system.
Our Sydney Stallworth is tracking the fallout this morning. In Sydney, the big question is, you know, will customers face any late charges or anything like that if they can't pay their bill?
Well, Michelle, Rennie, that's exactly what people are wondering this morning. The company says you will not be facing any late charges while the systems are unavailable. But right now, this is affecting at least 1 million people here in Missouri.
A million people in one state impacted by this cyber attack. Another million in Illinois.
Here's what we know so far this morning. Right now, American Water does not believe its facilities or operations were impacted in this attack. They're working around the clock to investigate this. By the way, this is the largest regulated water and wastewater utility company in the country. Now, overnight, we did reach out to American Water's corporate headquarters. In a statement, the company tells us it's, quote, working with police, and then adds in part, quote, in an effort to protect our customers' data and to prevent any further harm to our environment, we disconnected or deactivated certain systems.
All right, guys, just to get you informed again, American Water, this is the largest water utility in the U.S., revealed that it had been targeted by cyber attacks. This is the thing that, again, U.S. officials, the FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security, all of them have been warning about. This was one of the greatest fears that our water supply could be hacked. Now, again, the reason why this could be deadly is if the water supply was completely to be hacked, the consequences could be could be catastrophic. And let me explain a little bit why that is. These hackers could potentially manipulate treatment systems, allowing contaminants into the water supply. This could result in widespread illness, particularly gastrointestinal diseases, or even worse, we're talking about a biological attack. If they were to introduce certain agents into the water, this could be a complete bioterror attack. A hacker could disable sensors and monitor systems that alert authorities to changes in water quality, delaying detection and response. And then they could tamper with pumping stations or valves. This would allow hackers to cause significant drop in water pressure, leaving homes and businesses without water flow completely. And then here's another nightmare scenario. Hackers could force pipelines or reservoirs to overfill, leading to floods that damage infrastructure and property. And then, of course, you get into the financial aspect, which would bring up ransomware attacks. And then the environmental damage of this, the ecosystem could be completely damaged through, again, if hackers were to release untreated wastewater or toxic substances into the rivers and lakes, again, damaging ecosystems, killing wildlife, and affecting agriculture. So this is why this is a big deal. Again, according to the report, some recent hacks of major U.S. companies have brought key online systems to a halt and created chaos for consumers and businesses, such as the hack of United Health, which led to a nationwide difficulty among patients needing prescriptions filled and healthcare professionals needing to be paid for services. The hacking and targeting of U.S. water infrastructure in particular have been increasing, with some of the attacks linked to geopolitical rivals of the U.S., including Iran, Russia, and China. All right, then, of course, we're like 3 weeks away from the election or whatnot. And here, this report came over. An Afghan national was just recently arrested for allegedly plotting a Islamic State-inspired Election Day terrorist attack.
Fox News alert, an Afghan national is in custody today after being accused of plotting an Election Day terrorist attack on the behalf of ISIS. And the suspect entered the U.S. on a special immigrant visa days after the Biden-Harris administration crazy Afghan withdrawal. Brooke Sigmund has the details on that.
Hey. Yeah, Lawrence. So the FBI has been warning that an open southern border and the flow of illegal aliens into the U.S. means potential terrorists are entering the country. So the Justice Department says an Afghan citizen living in Oklahoma has been charged with plotting a terrorist attack on Election Day for ISIS. 27-year-old Nasir Tawhidi obtained weapons and ammunition to launch this attack. He arrived in the U.S. in September 2021.
Now, again, this is just one that's been caught. That recently, anyway, imagine how many is out there that hasn't been caught, that's under the radar, not seen. And remember all the Chinese nationals that were caught spying on water supplies and infrastructure? Guys, again, this is very concerning, to say the least.
Just days after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, the DOJ saying, quote, Tawhidi allegedly indicated that his attack was planned for Election Day. And in a post-arrest interview, Tawhidi allegedly confirmed that the attack was planned for Election Day, targeting large gatherings of people during which he and the juvenile were expected to die as martyrs.
Now, think about this. Of all the events that he could have chose, why Election Day? Does this not raise suspicions to anyone? This makes you wonder. I mean, because there's events all over the United States with large gatherings. Why Election Day?
Former acting ICE director Tom Homan says the risk of a terror attack brought on by the lack of security at the southern border. Listen.
What should scare the American people is because of what this administration has done, the Harris administration. How many more just like him are plotting an attack right now? Luckily, this guy was caught on some chatter.
There you go.
But we both know the intelligence community isn't perfect. They'll miss more than they get. So God help us. There is more than just this one in the country because of this administration.
All right. So there you go, guys. We got to keep our head on a swivel. We got to be prayed up. We got to be in the Word. We got to, again, you know, be prayed up, be alert, be diligent, be paying attention, use wisdom, because we are living in perilous times. So we wanted to give you this quick update on what's going on here. Again, these were several events that kind of went under the radar because all the other events that kind of just took the front stage and front center, and these things kind of went under everyone's perception, and they didn't really, you know, they didn't talk much about this on the news, at least what I saw. And these are very important events that we need to be up to par and know what's going on. So I suspect, again, as we get closer to the election or around the election or right after, right in that time frame, don't be surprised if more chaotic events like this begin to unfold and transpire. We've been warned about this over and over again. So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, we do have a free app for you guys that may just be stumbling upon our program on our YouTube channel. Maybe this first time you're joining us. Again, you can go to the Play Store, Apple, Android, download our free app, hit yes to push notifications. It's all going to be there for your benefit, to be a blessing to you, to keep you up to par with everything we're doing. As always, guys, if you appreciate this channel, the information, the revelation, the equipping, everything that comes from it, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to for you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app right there on the left of your screen or through the main website. You can go there. Or you can give right there by check or money order. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So, guys, we're going to sign off for tonight or for today, excuse me, for this afternoon. We'll be back on here tonight. We plan on being with you guys with our online family. We love being with you guys on 8 p.m. Eastern. This is when we typically do our big broadcast. And we've got a good one lined up for you tonight. I don't want to give it away. You're going to have to come back and watch it tonight to see that again. So we'll see you tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here, same time, same place, same channel. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.